Well, I'm with Nikki Ponsford, who's the England Women's Head of Performance and Interim Head Coach. Nikki, good afternoon. And first of all, we'll start with the build-up to another Six Nations Championship, not too far away, of course, ahead of that opener against Wales.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We're going to camp on tomorrow. So we've got 4 days in camp with a really exciting squad, I think. Really looking forward to it.
Obviously, there's been quite a, I wouldn't say tumultuous, but quite a few changes in the build-up. Obviously, Gary Street, World Cup winning head coach, has now moved on. So quite a lot of change.
Yeah, lots of change. I mean, this situation, Six Nations, we were always going to see a fair amount of change. Came out of the World Cup, and obviously six players had retired from that squad, which was quite a sizable chunk of that squad. And we've had a number of other staff changes as well. So we knew that this was always going to be a time for change. But I think the squad's pretty well prepared for change. We put that on them every now and again and do a lot of what if scenarios. So, it hasn't been probably the smoothest build-up that we've ever had, but I think everybody's in a pretty good place.
Obviously, you'll be obviously taking a much more hands-on role for this Six Nations, along with Graham Smith, who was Gary's deputy, who'll be moving on after the tournament. But I'd have thought some important continuity there for the next couple of months.
Yeah, no, I think what we've actually looked to put in place is, by my stepping into this role, having Graham there and then having Simon Middleton and Joe Yap to come in and support as well. We've got a group of people that know the players really well, that are comfortable with the game plan and what we've been trying to achieve over the World Cup, rather, and in a position to build on what's been left.
And obviously building on what's been left is going to be a tough ask to follow, in that it was just magnificent to see England as world champions. That legacy will always last, but I suppose it's also about then regenerating and starting again, in mind of what you've just said.
It's very much about regenerating and starting again. You know, all successful squads have a period of time where they have some regeneration, and we've got some really exciting young players coming into the squad and potentially getting their first Six Nations starts over the next few weeks, and I think they will step into those roles comfortably, and we'll start to see the new England team over the next few weeks.
Yeah, which we're very much looking forward to seeing. And obviously we've also got the dynamic of full-time professional England sevens taking place as well, so a lot of the World Cup stars will be out in Rio doing that as the Six Nations start. So I suppose that's going to be an awkward or maybe a challenging balance over the next few weeks.
I think this is all very much about balance. When you look at what our potential Six Nations squad is, and you know, we will select it after this week's training camp, we've still got within that squad a lot of World Cup winners and a lot of World Cup starters. Yeah. So we've got an experienced squad that's left here that will be boosted by those new, inexperienced, younger players. Yes, we have got some players that are out in Rio at the moment, but they're not all 15s players and they're not all 15s starters. So I think we've got a pretty good balance. Yes, there's five or six out there that are, you know, were in the World Cup squad, and obviously experienced players. But I'm really confident, actually, with the ones that we've got here. So balance is the word that we're working around, I think.
And in terms of the tournament itself, obviously it's going to be fantastic, isn't it? We know that the French are defending champions heading in. Ireland are always strong. They're going through a few changes in retirements too. It's going to be a fascinating tournament, I think.
I think it's probably going to be one of the most open tournaments ever. Lots of the squads, okay, the teams haven't been announced yet, but lots of the squads that have been announced have got new, younger players coming in, which is fantastic for the game. In the sort of wider perspective, you know, a competitive tournament will ultimately make everybody better, and that's really positive. But yeah, I think France are going through a transition. I think Ireland are going through a transition. France are in the same situation as us and trying to balance between sevens and 15s. Ireland changing. Wales have got a lot of sort of new younger players coming into their squad. So yeah, it's open, I think.
And if we can just finish with a word, obviously, on everything that Gary Street did, the fantastic achievement of being world champions, having agonisingly missed out before, all the Six Nations Grand Slams under his tenure, the big wins in the autumn, it's been a huge amount.
Oh, I can't say thank you enough for the work that Gary's put into women's rugby over the last 15 years. You know, success has been absolutely fantastic. We've achieved some great results, as you say, around Six Nations. The wins against New Zealand were brilliant. You know, that's the first time New Zealand were ever in that situation. I think culminated in the World Cup win. And I think there's probably some poignancy in that. The work that he's done, the legacy that he's left behind in terms of the players that are both still in the squad and are coming through, a lot of that is down to the work that Gary's put in over that period of time.
Appreciate your time, Nicky, and I hope the Six Nations goes well, mate.
Thank you.